This is chapter 5 of The Trial of a Saving Faith in Christ by William Guthrie. Chapter 5 is entitled The Difference Between a Truly Renewed Man Who Is in Christ and Hypocrites. Objection. Atheists and hypocrites may have great changes and renovations wrought upon them and in them, and I fear mine may be such. Answer. I grant that atheists and hypocrites have many things in them which look like the new creature. 1. In regard to the parts of the man, they may, 1. Come to much knowledge. They are enlightened. There may be a stir amongst their affections. They receive the word with joy, as he that received the seed into stony places. 3. They may reach a great deal of outward reformation in the outward man, both concerning freedom from sin and engagement to positive duty, as the Pharisee did. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Yea, 4. In regard of their practical understanding, they may judge some things of God to be excellent. The officers said that never man spake as Christ. 2. Hypocrites may have a great deal of profession. 1. They may talk of the law, and gospel, and of the covenant, as the wicked do. What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth? 2. They may confess sin openly to their own shame, as King Saul did. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. 3. They may humble themselves in sackcloth with Ahab. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. 4. They may inquire busily after duty, and come cheerfully to receive it. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask me of the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. 5. They may join with God's interest in a hard and difficult time, as Demas and other hypocrites, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, who afterwards fell off. 6. They may give much of their goods to God and to the saints, as Ananias, if not all their goods. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Yea, 7. It is not impossible for some such, being strictly engaged in their credit, to give their bodies to be burned, as in the last cited place. 3. Hypocrites may advance far in the common and ordinary steps of a Christian work, such as the elect have when God leads them captive, as 1. They may be under great convictions of sin, as Judas was. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. So was King Saul often. 2. They may tremble at the word of God, and be under much terror, as Felix was. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. 3. They may rejoice in receiving the truth, as he that received the seed into stony places. 4. They may be in some peace and quiet, in expectation of salvation by Christ, as the foolish virgins were. 5. All this may be backed and followed with some good measure of reformation, as the Pharisee. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. The unclean spirit may go out of them. 6. This work may seem to be confirmed by some special experiences and tastings of the good word of God. 4. Hypocrites may have some things very like the saving graces of the Spirit, as 1. They may have a sort of faith with Simon Magus, Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Too, they may have a sort of repentance and may walk mournfully. What profit is it that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? They may have a great fear of God, such as Balaam had, who for a house full of gold would not go with the messengers of Balak, without leave asked of God and given. For they have a sort of hope. The hypocrite's hope shall perish. They have some love, so had Herod to John. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. I need not to insist, it is out of all question they have counterfeits of all saving graces. 5. They have somewhat like the special communications of God and the witnessing of his Spirit, and somewhat like the powers of the world to come powerfully on them, with some flashes of joy arising thence. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Notwithstanding all which they are, but almost persuaded with Agrippa to be Christians, it were tedious to speak particularly to each of these things, and to clear it up, that they are all false and unsound. I shall condescend upon some few things in which a truly renewed man, who is in Christ, differs from hypocrites and reprobates. So we're now looking at the truly renewed man. 1. Whatever change be in hypocrites, yet their heart is not changed and made new. The new heart is only given to the elect, when they are converted and brought under the bond of the covenant. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for ever. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Hypocrites never apprehended Christ as the only satisfying good in all the world, for which with joy they would quit all. For then the kingdom of God were entered into them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. The truly renewed man dare and can upon good grounds say, and has a testimony of it from on high, that his heart has been changed in taking up with Christ, and has been led out after him as the only enriching treasure, in whom, to be found, he accounteth all things else loss and dung. 2. Whatever reformation or profession hypocrites attain to, as it comes not from a new heart and pure principle of zeal for God, so it is always for some wicked and by end as to be seen of men, or to evade and shun some outward strait, to be free of God's wrath and the trouble of their own conscience. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? In testimony of this, they never have respect to all known commands, else they should never be ashamed, nor do they, without approved guile in their own heart, resolve against every known iniquity, else they were fived of heart condemnings, and so might justly have confidence before God. If in never so small a degree they did from a principle of love unto and of zeal for Christ, and for a right end confess and profess him, Christ were obliged by his own words to confess them before his Father. 3. Whatever lengths hypocrites advance in that work by which people are led in unto Christ, yet they never seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The one thing that is necessary, namely Christ's friendship and fellowship, is never their one thing, and heart-satisfying choice, else that better part would never be taken from them. 4. Whatever counterfeits of grace are in hypocrites, yet they are all formed there without any saving work of the Spirit of Christ, and it is enough to exclude them from the benefits of this mark, that they are never denied to these things, nor emptied of them, but still do rest on them as their Saviour, so that they submit not unto the righteousness of God. And that is enough to keep them at a distance from Christ, who will never mend that old garment of hypocrites with his fine new linen, nor put his new wine into these old bottles. 5. We may say, let hypocrites, reprobates, or atheists have what they can. They want the three great essentials of religion and true Christianity. 1. They are not broken in their hearts and emptied even of their righteousness. The length of self-loathing yet lying open for relief. Such lost ones Christ came to seek and save. 2. They never took up Christ as the only treasure and jewel that can enrich and should satisfy, and therefore have never cordially agreed to God's device in the covenant, and so are not worthy of him, neither has the kingdom of God savingly entered into their heart. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in the field, the which when a man hath found he hideth, and for joy thereof selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. 3. They never in earnest closed with Christ's yoke, whole yoke without exception, judging all his will, just and good, holy and spiritual, and therefore no rest followed on them by Christ. Take my yoke upon you, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Therefore, whosoever thou art, who canst lay clear and just claim to these three mentioned things, thou art beyond the reach of all atheists, hypocrites and reprobates in the world, as having answered the great ends and intents of the law and gospel. Objection. I am clear sometimes, I think, to lay claim to the mark of the new creature, yet at other times sin so prevails over me that I am made to question all the work within me. Answer. It is much to be lamented that people professing his name should be so abused and enslaved by transgressions as many are. Yet in answer to the objection, if it be seriously proposed, we say the saints are found in Scripture justly laying claim to God and his covenant, when iniquity did prevail over them, as we find, iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Paul thanks God through Christ, though he acknowledges a law in his members, leads him captive unto sin. But for the better understanding and safe application of such truths, we must make a difference between gross outbreakings and ordinary infirmities or heart evils or sins that come unaware upon a man without forethought or any deliberation. As for the former sort, it is hard for a man, whilst he is under the power of them, to see his gracious change, although it be in him, and very hard to draw any comfort from it until the man be in some measure recovered and begins seriously to resent such sins, and to resolve against them. We find David calling himself God's servant, quickly after his numbering of God's people, but he was then under the serious resentment of his sin. David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people.